KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have mostly clear skies and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Wind advisory is in effect for the entire KJAN listening area until 4 p.m. for the far west and southwest counties, and until 6 p.m. today for Cass and other counties. Northwest winds will be from 25 to 35 miles per hour, with sustained gusts to 50 miles per hour and higher at times. That'll cause difficulty controlling any fires that may ignite, such as in fields where harvest operations are underway, and high-profile vehicles may experience hazardous travel. Loose outdoor objects may blow around in the wind as well, so do be cautious if you're out and about today. Iowa Congressman David Young is scheduled to be joined by Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey for the annual Bringing in the Harvest Tour this Friday, October 27th. They'll tour family farms, cooperatives, and agribusinesses to learn more about issues affecting Iowa's farmers and agricultural economy.
The pulse of Iowa's economy is agriculture. The heart of our state is our farmers. Each fall gives Iowans the opportunity to take special time to appreciate farmers and this remarkable process called the harvest. It makes me proud to be an Iowan.
Congressman Young will hear from Iowa's farmers about this year's harvest, the importance of trade for Iowa's agricultural economy, and concerns that they have, which Congressman Young can take to Washington. Among the places that he'll visit on the tour is Rose Acre Farms near Guthrie Center, the Henry A. Wallace Country Center in Orient, Milk Unlimited in Atlantic, the Poet Bio Refinery in Corning, a water quality demo project near Sharpsburg, and a listening session with Ringgold County FSA Soil and Water Conservation Boards. Acting Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg paid a visit Monday afternoon to the elite octane ethanol plant here in Atlantic. Gregg met with the project developer Ron Fagan, President and CEO Nick Bodish, plant manager Mike Messing, Republican Senator Tom Shipley, and others about what it took to make the plant a reality since 2006, after several attempts for various reasons each resulted in a failure to get off the ground. The site sat empty except for one office building and a concrete pad until 2015.
We're back at it. Our days are old. We're on building plants all over the state. And the
had one left to build right here. Never got built.
But it's getting built now.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
Built now. Great.
We had dozens of hurdles to see this thing come together.
Yeah.
But one of the key ones was, at that time, Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds took a meeting, and we sat down and laid out, if this was going to be competitive, we had to get the sales tax exemption done with Iowa Economic Development Authority. That wasn't just a rubber stamp.
Modish said they just sent in the paperwork this week for their first sales tax redemption.
We have a $4.25 million sales tax redemption through the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Mm-hmm. That's Lieutenant Governor, without that, this capital cost would have been over what we could have justified.
Yeah. Bowdish asked Gregg to share with Governor Reynolds thanks for her efforts to keep the RFS in place and to strengthen it if possible. Gregg said he was proud to see his boss in action speaking with President Trump last week.
It was surreal, really, to be at the center of that and to watch Governor Reynolds kind of in her moment right there. Mm-hmm. When we had that incredible opportunity where the stars sort of aligned on such an important issue for the state of Iowa, and to have a behind the scenes view of how she was able to advocate and then to see it make a difference like that the way it did. It was just another one of those pinch yourself moments for me. You know, it's not every day that you're in the room while the president's on the phone talking about such an important issue.
Trump directed the EPA to table proposals to weaken the RFS, but Reynolds has said that she'll keep pressing to make sure that doesn't happen. Gregg said their faith was validated last Thursday when EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt put his assurances in writing as Reynolds asked.
That was one of the things that Governor Reynolds asked for. Before the call with the president, Administrator Pruitt had reached out on an emergency basis that morning and said, "Hey, I'd really like to talk with you about this." And he said all the right things, but one of the things the governor asked was, "Could you please put that in writing? Mm-hmm. I trust you, but we've been through this before." Mm-hmm. And so it would go a long ways if you'd be willing to put that in writing. And as it turned out, he was willing to do that. And we appreciate that.
Greg said Governor Reynolds will be meeting today in Washington, D.C. with Administrator Pruitt and Vice President Pence. The topic of the discussion will be fair trade.
We produce way more than we can consume, and we have to be able to sell that all around the world.
Bowdish told the Lieutenant Governor they're looking at a May 2018 startup for the Atlantic Elite Octane Ethanol Plant. And at first, he said there will be about 50 people, although they haven't advertised for positions yet. All the positions are posted on the company's website, and they already have more than 200 applicants.
This is so different than my experience in other parts of the state, where it just seems like as the employer you struggle so hard to get people to apply.
Yeah.
And so what it is sending me is a loud message that the people of Southwest Iowa are ready for new opportunities at these wage levels.
Yeah.
Our starting pay is $18.67 an hour, and you know, we get a year into operations, the majority if not all the positions will be over $20 an hour. Payroll here, you know, is going to run somewhere between $3.5 and $4 million at the facility. Our largest economic impact is just going to be 50 million bushels of corn.
In the funeral announcements, Rolene Lundy, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Rolene Lundy will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Paul Pedersen, age 67, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Paul Pedersen will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Kenneth Floyd Osborne, age 71, of Trainer, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Kenneth Osborne will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Benjamin Ben Flathers, age 61, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. A gathering of family and friends for Ben Flathers will be held on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the home of Dixie Flathers at 305 Nebraska Street in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Barbara Bruner, age 69, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Barbara Bruner will be on Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.